I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug. We've been gone for 4 years, eh?
Yeah.
You know why? Because we was in training for this moment. I've waited a long time. I've worked hard.
Yeah.
And now we're finally here at the Olympics to show you what we can do.
Be here
4 years.
We sure got here early, eh?
Well, that's how you get good seats.
Should have brought some sleeping bags. You call these good seats?
Well, after everybody comes, we'll see which ones is empty, and then we'll sneak down.
Oh yeah, like being on a plane, you mean?
But the good thing about these seats is you can see the whole picture. If you're too close, you can't see everything.
Okay, so like I'm looking at the whole picture, eh? And like, how come there's nothing in the picture?
Because really, the other thing good about these seats is we're close to the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Now all we need is a vehicle. Hey, I thought I saw something moving down there.
No way, no
chance. Get down, slouch down, slouch down.
There's nothing down there.
Slouch down. We have tickets. Is there anybody with a hot dog? Go, go, go!
Ice cream bars?
Just pretend you're having a good time. Go, go, go!
I don't have to pretend.
Well, it's too early. I mean, there's nobody there, eh?
Souvenir programs? Ice cold drinks? Hot cup of coffee?
Do you ever get the feeling that, like, you're being watched?
Never.
But everybody knows how to watch hockey. Olympic hockey is no different, except you get international players that you never saw before. Like, this stick belongs to a guy named Gusarov. I guess he
like
must
Karmelov,
be...
all those names you hear in those guys from Russia.
I guess he must be maybe Russian, eh?
Tretriak.
Anyway, stick's the same, warp's the same. Remember Stan Mikita, first guy to have a warp stick. You know, somebody once told me is they what they do is they go in the corners, and you don't see this, and they go boom like that.
Hey, take off.
That's,
they do that too. They tell them to take off.
Of course, everyone knows what this is. Except one person in Canada who doesn't know what this is.
I know what it is.
You do not. You think this should be cream filled and go along with your beer or something.
That's a catalyst for a plutonium for like a nuclear reactor. Watch out for these, eh?
Canadians do not need tips on how to watch hockey, but if you know anyone visiting from another country, help them along with hockey. Remember.
Or another planet, eh?
There are three halves to a hockey game, each called periods. They're 20 minutes long and they stop to fight.
This is the one man luge, eh? And I'm the one man, and this is luge. And regardless of what they say, it is scarier than it looks.
How's it going, eh?
What are you doing here?
Let me hold your head.
Get out, eh?
Here's my question.
How'd you get here?
How come your legs are red here and then black in this is the magic of
what's this?
Ultimate. Yeah.
Chromaki.
I was thinking of
get out of here, will you?
Okay, all right. I didn't mean to wreck it. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
I am now at speeds of over 125 miles kilometers per hour.
Yeah. So get out. Ruins it for me to be here, but for you to have someone tell you how fast you're going, I suppose that doesn't ruin it, eh?
Step away, please. Jeez.
Okay, I'll step away, but. He's wrong, eh?
I will complete this circuit in 60 some odd seconds. I'm going very fast, and I feel like I'm going to fly. My neck hurts, and I'm cold.
Your neck hurts? Maybe I ought to tape it up for you, eh? Here, let me just tape up your neck.
What are you doing?
I'm helping you on the luge, eh? Is this the luge?
Yeah.
So,
hey, what?
Hold this. This will hold your head up.
Oh,
there you go.
Beauty.
Oh, neat, huh?
Geez, that's better.
Yeah. Take a rest, will you?
But I think the wind is being caught in my head. I think I'm slowing myself down.
Don't worry. You're doing a 100 what?
125K. Yep.
Let me ride on this with you.
Come on up.
Whoa!
we're back to the biathlon now, eh? And that's cross-country skiing and riflery.
Yeah, I'm doing my best here, eh? Like, I'm no genius.
It used to be hockey and riflery, but that got a little too violent, so now they put it with cross-country skiing.
How did you get this in, anyway?
Well, you just put it in. So, I've just cross-country skied here, and now, as part of the biathlon, I will shoot the target.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go. Wow, what a shot.
I wasn't even aiming there at all. Let me try it this way.
Just point up there.
Wait.
Do it over the back of your head.
This is a problem.
All right, I can do it with the ski. Incredible, isn't it?
Okay, I'll show you.
That is genius.
Do I have a good eye or do I have a good eye? Question is, which one is it?
If they could come up with 8 more of these, they'd have a decathlon. But for now, it's just the biathlon. See, bi means two, eh? Two things, cross-country skiing and gun-toting. But if you do this at home, be careful.
Safety
number one,
first.
That you have enough snow in your house to cross-country ski. And number two, that there are no moving objects, alive objects that you're shooting at. Okay, how many people knew about the biathlon, eh? Okay.
I did.
It's like the decathlon, only in two languages. What you do is you ski cross-country with the gun on your back. My brother has the gun, eh?
Yeah. Okay, here it is. Magazine's in here, eh?
You ski around the loop as fast as you can. Come around, shoot the target.
Newsweek.
Ski, shoot. What do you got?
Sports Illustrated magazines.
Oh. And the idea is to shoot as many skiers as you can, and the last guy left wins.
Oh, we're back.
How's it going?
We're here watching speed skating.
Yeah.
Which is a lot faster than regular skating.
The name might indicate, eh?
Hence the term speed skating. So what this is about is, you crouch down, put your hand behind your back, cross your fingers, hope that you don't fall, and go around in circles with, like, a weird hat on, so that your hair doesn't keep you from going faster.
And that's speed skating in a nutshell, eh? And the only other thing you need to know is that those people have, like, tremendously powerful haunches, eh? Like, animals that can spring. Like frogs or any of those kind of things. So
many of those people who partake in speed skating also partake in speed curling, which I'm told is a demonstration sport at the next Olympics.
Yeah, and they speed around like real low to the ground wearing that suit with that big curling thing, and another speed curler speeds in front of them with a broom, eh?
My question is, how do you tie up your skates with only one hand?
How long do I have to answer?
Ice fishing. Speaking of on the hook, Olympic ice fishing. How come they don't have that?
Yeah.
That's my kind of category. Sit in a nice warm hut on a lake, watch the speed skaters go by.
All you need is a string, eh? A worm, and like Bob's your uncle, eh?
No, Bob's your brother.
Some beer. Yeah, Bob's my brother.
Bob's your brother.
That was just an expression, okay?
Well, change it to Bob's your brother.
Yeah,
Olympic ice fishing. In 1992, be there.
Beauty sport.
That's our slogan for the 1992 Olympics.
Be there.
Nordic jumping. So?
Okay, started originally by the Vikings. Originally, they would, when a king would die, they put him in a boat, set it on fire, and push it out into a lake. But later on, when the lake was just so full of old kings that there wasn't any point in doing that anymore, they used to put them on skis when rigor mortis had set in and push them down a mountain. And they'd like scoot way off and they'd do these spectacular jumps and then, I don't know, they'd land in the snow. So anyway, they made that into a sport and then it struck somebody. Why not do it while people are alive, eh?
Okay, this is a two-man bobsled, eh? The run we're about to take is just over a kilometer.
Yeah.
And it will hopefully not take too long to get down there.
We're going.
Here we go.
Hey, this is like roller coaster, not bad, eh?
Okay, now one of us is steering, but it's not me.
Please, now remember.
Make a signal right. It's going fast. Now, do you have your hand on the brake?
No, I don't even know where the brake is.
I'm getting out. I'm real tired.
Don't leave me here in this thing all alone.
Get out of here.
to do after Calgary Olympics is over is open this thing up as an amusement park. Because this is worth at least like four runs for a buck.
I would say so.
It's pretty good, eh?
It's the scariest ride I've ever been on. So, when you go to the Olympics, be sure to get on this ride, eh? It's like one of the quality rides.
Hi, I'm now about to cross country ski. It's one of the most prestigious events. Uh-oh, I have to go now. Hey, I forgot to get my wax. Hey, you! Come on in and wax my skis.
Okay. Here, give me this pole. I'll whack them for you.
No, wax.
Oh, I thought you said whack them.
No, wax. Here, put some wax there.
So I don't ruin your reality, eh?
As you can see, cross country... Hey, what are you doing?
I thought I'd join you.
Get off the course, eh? As you can see...
On my feet, eh?
As you can see... Okay, those are snowshoes. I don't believe there's a snowshoe event.
All right, I'm leaving you on your own. Good day, eh?
Okay. I don't know if I can make a cross country like this, but I do love pink.
Really hit it with the snow.
I can't see. Whoa!
You're in a blizzard, eh?
I'll get there. I'll rescue the little kid. Tell him don't start. I'll be there. He can make it through. Help! Okay, now these were tough tickets to get. Why? Yeah. Figure skating.
That's right, eh? And luckily, I was able to get them.
These girls and guys have the best figures in the business. That's why everybody's here to see them.
Yeah.
Anybody can skate. But can you imagine not eating for weeks to get your body looking like that and then to be able to skate to some weird classical music? I give up.
And not only weird classical, but now they're into like doing rock and roll and even harder stuff to accompany them while they're like skating and
around. I don't like that when they take like Led Zeppelin or something like that and skate to it. I think Stairway to Heaven belongs in the home, not on the rink.
Maybe you're right, eh? Although, I don't know, I'd like to see someone doing figure eights until they cut a hole in the ice and sunk, like in the cartoons. You know that, when they would just go round and round until they cut a hole and then they'd go right down, eh?
Watches cartoons. I don't.
So? They're good, eh?
I wonder how Mozart would feel if he knew that his music was being used to skate by.
I think he'd be honored.
I do, too.
Yeah. Where was he from, anyway? Wasn't he...
Greece.
Greece? Yeah, he is a Greek. That's what I thought.
Hey. Oh. Okay. We've been asked to tell Canadians everywhere, well, not just Canadians, but people in the world, how to get to Calgary for the Olympics, okay?
Yeah.
First of all...
Fly if you can.
You should know when they start, so you can, like, time back exactly how long it'll take. Like, it starts next week.
Second best of flying is the train, eh?
Yeah, you know the train from Vancouver to Calgary is supposed to be nice. It got the bubble dome and you can look at trees and stuff.
Yeah.
As the crow flies, Calgary...
ACF, as the crow flies.
Calgary's like over there. So if you're coming from the east...
Your own car is the third best way, okay? Plane, train,
no, I don't know,
your own car.
No, you shouldn't do that because we don't know what the parking is like.
The way that's not that great is the bus, eh?
No, the bus would be good, eh? Because then you don't have to park the car. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know, eh? Here. Here's how to get to Calgary.
Remember in Midnight Cowboy where you had to go to the washroom on the bus, eh?
Okay.
So, like, get a bus with a washroom.
When you go to the airport, look at the departure box and look for Calgary.
Yeah.
C-A-L-G-A-R-Y, eh? You know what might be good, eh? Go to Edmonton and go south by car or bus or down that trail. What's it called?
Happy Trail.
The Happy Trail from Edmonton down Calgary.
Yeah.
I think it's like a couple hours drive.
Right.
Probably longer to walk.
Roy and Dale on that trail, too, you know. They're a little older now, but they still have the spirit of the West, eh?
Yeah, they're in the Olympics in the equestrian part. Okay, so how do you get to Calgary? Well, use your ingenuity.
The worst way to get there is to walk. Okay, we've gone plane, train, your own car, bus, walk is like, okay, the way the pioneers went, eh? Like, if you don't mind getting there after the Olympics, maybe sometime next year,
no,
then go ahead, walk.
The worst way to get there would be to come down from Europe in like an old boat with no power and have like scurvy and take St. Lawrence Seaway and like up to James Bay and Hudson Bay and around through the Arctic and then come down and have to go in like the Fraser River. That would take years.
Okay, so, hey, you know what's happening in Celebration 88? Everybody in Canada who deserves it is getting a medal, eh?
Yeah.
They won't give us one because they think we're going to hork it. But this is
what it looks like. It's like a big medal. Well, it's probably not as big as this.
I think it's really nice that everybody gets medals.
Yeah.
One thing for sure,
these are definitely the best seats for curling.
Personally, I don't understand why curling hasn't swept the world. Why don't other people love it? What is it about Canada that has made curling the number one sport?
Well, I think it must be something about our roots, eh?
You know what it's like, eh? It's like lawn bowling on ice.
It goes back to the Hudson Bay Company, eh? Where curling was first done, when they were, like, originally doing with pelts, eh? And the trappers were, like, on the ice, and they needed, like, they had stones.
No way.
That they used to keep warm. They'd heat the stones, eh, with the Indians.
Heat the stones.
And then they'd throw them on the ice to find the weak spot in the
ice.
No
way, that's not...
Before they crossed.
It's a Scottish game. It was born in Scotland, eh?
Really?
Yeah. These guys were hanging around on the ice with nothing to do, and they got these rocks, so, like other hosers, they just say, hey, can you get it close to that? And they did that, and then it started, and then they started painting circles, and they realized there's snow all over the ice. Sweep it off. Sweep it off.
You know, partying is not as easy as it looks, celebrating in 88. So make sure you train for it and practice.
Okay, now, training, and one, and two,
careful,
and
planes train, will come in. No,
two.
Planes will land here. Okay. Don't do that. Don't wave those flags.
Okay, party, and down, and party, and one more, and come on. You know those girls that do that? One more,
okay.
Come on.
So basically, here's what happens, eh? You're in your town. It's like the day that the runner is coming through with the eternal flame-lit torch for the Jeux Olympiques X5, right?
That runner could be anyone you know.
Anybody you know coming through your town. So
10,000 winners,
you're standing around, and then here he comes! There he goes! So what's happening is 10,000 Canadians are going to pass this torch to each other. So this is how it's going to go, eh?
Remember, don't have your hands in your pocket or like you won't be able to get it.
Hi.
How's it going, eh?
Pretty good.
Beauty.
Bob.
Yeah, Dave.
So,
Doug. Oh, geez. Oh. Cut stuff.
I've never done that.
Okay, remember, don't have your hands in your pocket.
Are you the guy that's going to take the rest of this torch?
Yeah, I am, eh?
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
So, how long have you been waiting here?
Oh, gee, I don't know, eh?
I just did.
I don't have a watch, so I don't know how long.
Well, it was uphill, eh? Good luck to you.
Yeah, beauty.
Anyway, this is the passing of the torch.
Okay, so thanks a lot, eh? See
you. No, hey, whoa!
What?
You got to take the torch to the next guy. Okay, now this is the official passing of the torch. Now, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, put your hand like back there. Okay.
No, you're going to set the whole back of my head on
fire. All right, well, take this torch.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Get lost.
Okay, see ya.
That's the passing of the torch. Hey, look.
How's it going, eh?
We got one too.
Beauty.
But we didn't apply.
Well, there goes the torch.
Yeah.
Well,
brief but beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an exhausting time here.
I, for one, am beat.
But that's what training is about. Getting the body to a level of perfection.
You fans.
You fans.
Oh, jeez.
Both French and English, see you in Calgary at the Olympics.
Yes.
Look for us. We'll be the guys in our house watching it on TV.